So this is our weekly Thursday team call. I'm getting this question a lot. Our calls are always recorded, unless there is like some sort of a technological glitch that I ethically fail, and it's happened before. It's just Zoom doesn't want to record, and it happens. So that's why I always suggest to be on live. But our team calls are always pinned to the top of the page, and the week after's call and the link will also be at the top of the team page. So you never have to go looking for it. I get that question a lot, like I'm at work, and obviously the time isn't gonna appease everybody, but I just think that it has to be a set time that we can stay consistent with every single week so that we can get the most people as possible on. But just know that I do my best to record it and that it will be shared in like the next 24 hours or so. And I always share the slides as well. And if you guys are ever looking for the team calls, like a good spot to find, you don't have to scroll through the entire page. If you go in the album section of our team page, you'll see the cover photo of that specific team call. And the slide link is in there. Like it's all very organized. And the YouTube link is in there as well. So hopefully that's helpful for you guys. And what I'm going to do now is share my screen because we have a lot of information to cover today. And I'm really excited about this topic. I feel like everybody's really excited because it's like, tell me the secrets. I want to know. So I'm going to hop right to it and share my screen. And just let me know real quick in the chat if you can see my screen whenever I share it. So can you guys see this? Yes. Awesome. Thank you, Jade. Okay. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, Lexi. I love having the chat. So real quick, I kind of have to talk about it. Periscope. If you guys aren't on Periscope, just hop on. And I really think that, like, I tried to tell as many people on the team about Instagram whenever it was getting big, and that was like back in the day, whenever I first started coaching. And I really feel like Periscope is like the next thing. If you don't love live video, get used to it. Like, I don't either. I thought I was going to have a heart attack on my first Periscope, but guess what? Like, three people will hop on, and you can delete it if it sucked. So I just really think it's a great platform to, first of all, generate content without having to overthink it, because guess what? You press start broadcast, and it goes. And what you can do is save the video and load it to YouTube, and people get to know you on such a more personal level. Somebody this morning, I saw Gladys was on my Periscope this morning. Thank you, Gladys. It was you that was saying that you liked the book because I was watching the recording after. I was like, that was Gladys. But so many people hop on, and somebody was saying that they wanted to try Energize. And I was like, just head over to my blog. It's like a great way for people to get to know you, because obviously we know each other because you guys get to see me on video every weekend. Like, you kind of get to know somebody that way. But the general public has no idea who you are. And it's, like I said, a great way to improve on speaking and communication with just like whatever, 10 people until you start to grow your following. So that's my little plug for Periscope. If you guys aren't on, at least get on and like stalk someone. But I really suggest that you guys at least try it. So cool. So we are doing an amazing topic today and I'm really excited. So we're talking about recruiting, and this kind of stemmed from me realizing that I have been called out, and I'm not trying to tout my own horn at all. I've been called out on the wake-up call like 3 weeks in a row now for top recruiter. And Andre was saying, he's like, you know, you should maybe share what you're doing with your team. And I was like, well, I feel like they know, you know, like they look at my Facebook and they see what I'm posting. And I feel like I might be underestimating that. And so I wore this shirt, by the way, for our call. The struggle of recruiting. The struggle is real. And it is. And I was there. Like, I was a new coach, and I'm going to share pictures of when I first started and what I did wrong. Instead of like calling anybody out, I'll just call myself out. Like, I've been there, and I didn't recruit coaches for like the first, I don't know, 4 months of my business. Like, I always told you guys, like, my mom and Andre signed up to be on my team. And then Hanny Thomas was my first ever coach, and she's still on the team, and she's a diamond coach on the team. And that is so rare. So I thank God every day for Hanny, because she really gave me that confidence to like go with my business. I don't even think at the time she knew that she was joining a one-woman show, but she believed in me, and that's all that matters. And you have to find your rock stars. So that's the other thing that I want to talk about, is you need to find people like Hanny, like your first ever rock star that's going to help move you forward. That's what's important, quality over quantity. So let's dive right into it. I don't know if you guys know, and I'm going to get into numbers later in the presentation, but if you grow your team, like, there's a lot of coaches on the team that are hitting high, high success club numbers. And I've talked to them about this, and it's one thing to hit high success club numbers and it will impact your income, but you will see such greater wealth in your business when you are recruiting. And if those Success Club numbers are recruiting numbers, that's what lasts long term. There's way more residual income from a coach joining your team. And in my books, and I think I said this the other day, but in my books, the reason why I prefer recruiting over challenge groups, and that you guys might see that on social media, like I talk about coaching way more than I do my challenge groups, because I'm killing two birds with one stone. I can help somebody in their health and fitness journey and help them get started and make a real income in one shot if they get started with a challenge pack. And guess what? I always suggest a challenge pack because 9 times out of 10, the coach just does better. It's very, very rare that a coach starting without an investment in themselves and investment in the product and that they care and that they want to get started with Shakeology and everything, that they end up, I'll be real, even adding me to Facebook. That's how little of effort there is from people that don't start with a challenge pack. So you want that commitment from people. That's why I say quality over quantity every single time. So it will, so the income potential is huge with a lot less long-term work. And I'm going to show numbers on that in a bit. So this was me. This was me. Like the first year I started coaching, I think this was like August, the year I started coaching. I was a team of one, me and Andre and my unknowing mother. I don't know if you guys ever heard that story. My mom wanted, she's like, Angie, I'll support your business. And I was like, okay, cool. Can I have your SIN number? And she's like, why? And I was like, well, for, you know, like identity theft, like they want to make sure that each customer is identified. And I signed her up as a coach and I knew that I had 30 days until her next Shakeology would ship. So I had 30 days to find a coach. You have to put yourself in those no matter what situations. Like, go for the goal. I was in a very similar to what you guys are in, like a new coach basics group, like a push to Emerald. The goal was to get to Emerald. And I was in that group with Janelle Summers. And I thought, you know what? If I want time with this girl and she's going to know who I am, I have to rank advance. That's all there was to it. So I knew I had to make it happen. So I signed up my mom and Andre. And then after that, I knew I had 30 days to get a new coach and that I would keep Andre on as a coach. And that's really all I did. So there's not much to recruiting in the beginning except for planting seeds. And that's what I was doing. I was planting seeds on social media and I was are you guys frozen? Okay, no. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't just talking to myself. So how do you go from one, like this little girl running alone, to this? And this is like just a percentage of our team. Did you guys know we're almost at 1,000 coaches on our team? So we could potentially hit 1,000 coaches this month. And that was one of the challenges I wanted to put out to you guys, was that if each coach can commit to recruiting just one person on their team this month, we'll hit 1,000, we'll far surpass 1,000 people. But I just think that that's so cool. And I want to do like a huge celebration whenever, like probably some sort of a giveaway or gift or some sort of excitement. But I thought that was so cool and I want to share that with you. But that happened in less than 2 years. So how did I do that is basically what I'm going to share with you guys today. So I feel like you guys think that I'm going to tell you like where I secretly find people. If there's some like secret website, well, I'll just tell you about Periscope. That's not a secret, but there's no secret. It's social media. So there's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, Twitter, Blogger, like whatever you want, pick one. And if you haven't watched my call on my top 7 tips to rock social media, get on it. Like I talk about finding your playground and what platform is the best for you to be on and figuring out what you're good at and what you care about, what juices you and what you're talented in. If you're good at writing like a novel, then start blogging. If you love photography, get into Instagram and just rock one platform and share on all the others. So let one platform feed the others. So that's my big secret is social media. I would say that 97% of coaches and challengers and customers are found on social media. They were initially strangers on this team. I did not saturate my warm market. Like my aunts and uncles and grandparents don't even know what I do. And that's honest to God. I've never had to do that. I got into this business to not have to sell to friends and family. And what's cool about it is now I'm finding that they're coming to me, which is, that's very, very cool to not be questioned after a little while. And yes, it takes time and consistency, but to have your, to go backwards in it and not completely saturate your warm market and then be stuck and have nothing, to go about it the other way and to plant seeds slowly and grow consistently on social media and then have your friends and family see you on social media and be like, what's she doing? Like, it looks like she's kind of doing well. What is that? That's a very cool feeling. So today, this is going to be, I'll still be the energetic self that I am. I have my energize and my all my stuff going. But there will be some tough love because I think that I get this question far too often that coaches don't really know what's going wrong. Like I get this message all the time that they feel like they've messaged 100 people and they're not getting anywhere. They're not hitting success club, they're not rank advancing, and they're frustrated. And half the time you have to look at your own pages, I mean Instagram, Facebook, and your social media portrayal from a third party perspective. Like, step out of your own self and look at it as though this random chick landed on your Instagram page or your Facebook page. What would you think? And I don't mean would you think that you're cute or whatever? I mean, would you think that you're running a business? Like, do you look like a business owner? When you land on Andre Gaming's example yesterday, when you land on Nike's fan page, do they have pictures of them like of the CEO of Nike, like at the bar drinking beer? No, they have, it's all business related pictures that coincide with their brand. And I think that that's what people, especially coaches, don't get. And I think that that has to be on your personal page and your fan page. And it doesn't, that by no means means sale, 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 sale. And if I see one more challenge pack picture, I don't mean you guys, I just mean in general, I'm gonna die. Like, you have so much more to offer. You are your brand. People want to buy you, not the challenge packs, not the products. They want to buy you. They want to join your challenge group. So the more that you're inspiring people and you're sharing people, but that you're showing that you yourself are a brand and a business, the better off you're going to be. So you have to look at everything you're doing from a new vantage point. Like, think of it as though somebody that scares you, like Carl Daikeler or Chalene Johnson or Janelle Summers, is landing on my Facebook page. What do I think that they would say about my Facebook page? And I feel like, can you guys hear me? Okay, it just said that my default audio has changed. That's weird. You guys can still hear me? Cool. Yes, thank you. So somebody really scary lands on your page, third party perspective, think of it that way and really be critical of yourself. Like, skim through your Facebook page and really look at what you're posting. And I'm gonna give you guys a checklist. So your newsfeed. And I just did like a quick scan of my own Facebook friends and found all of these and I was like, no. So, and they weren't necessarily coaches, just people. So any viral videos, like a music video or any like monkeys scratching their butts, like that does not need to be on your Facebook page. It really doesn't. You know what? You can click like. So this happened to me today. My godfather, my uncle, bless his heart, he's so nice. He shared a video, a viral video, like a puppy playing with a can of Coke. It was adorable. I died. He shared that on my newsfeed. I clicked like, I commented, and I hid it from my timeline so that when somebody lands on my timeline, I don't have like a bunch of garbage, random stuff that have nothing to do with me. Yes, it's a cute dog, but it has nothing to do with my brand. And furthermore, I didn't post it. Very rarely will you guys see me leave up any posts on my personal page. And I get tagged often in like Disney stuff, and I'll click like and I'll acknowledge it, but I hide it from my timeline. So that way people can still tag me, it still shows up, but I can choose whether or not I want it to appear. So be very mindful of that. So viral videos, music videos, party pictures, like drinking and whatever. I actually, and this is the honest to God truth, and I get this question a lot, do I need to make a new Facebook profile, like a new personal page? No, you don't. If you want to keep the network that you have, either clean up your page and continue using that. But I often say that, but I made a new Facebook page because I loved the club scene as a kid. Like, Andre and I went clubbing all the time and the pictures weren't so much inappropriate, they just weren't professional. So I cleared them out, and there was a great example, I should have posted it, but there was a picture that Lindsay Matway shared of her and Shay Stanford. Shay Stanford is the girl that talked about Shakeology at Summit. She did a wake up call on Shakeology. Very, very professional, but they showed a picture of what used to be on their Facebook. It was like them at a Halloween party wearing like crop tops and their boobs were point. Like, it's not like they're drunk or anything, but it's just not professional. So you have to really, really look at it as though the future you that is a top coach is looking back at this, and one of your new prospective coaches or your new rockstar coach found the picture. Like, think of it that way. You are a business. So party pictures, Netflix. Like, I saw a bunch of pictures of like Sons of Anarchy or like, once upon a time, like all these pictures that have nothing to do with your business, selling other things. So I never want you to sell Shakeology or have like a stock picture of Shakeology, but it's so much worse if you have like pictures of things that you're trying to sell or promoting other people's products or anything of selling. People are gonna be like, okay, my gosh, like how much stuff is this person selling? Like, I don't know what her business is. So think about it that way as well. Drinking pictures, any swearing or complaining Well, this is a good one that I've talked to a few people about. When you're sharing another coach's content, especially a top coach that posts, let's say, a great video on, let's say, hashtagging being a girl boss that went viral. That was Amy Silverman's video. And I saw that video shared by so many people. If you want to share it in your team group, that's cool. But if you're going to share it to your wall for your friends to see, guess who they're going to sign up with when they decide to become a coach or a challenger? Right? You're basically promoting for another coach when you do that. And I like, that doesn't mean that you can't show some love to other coaches. Like, we're all equals and people are going to end up who they end up with, but you're basically doing yourself a disservice by sharing another coach's post onto your fan page or to your personal page. Any venting and going MIA, not posting for 2 weeks. That's like the worst thing you could do. You'd be better off posting the monkey scratching his butt than going MIA for 2 weeks. So if you're doing any of these, seriously reconsider where you're at in terms of your social media, because that's what you're portraying as your brand. I loved this so much. So this is, I have another picture of this little kid. He's going like success club. Yes. But if you have a problem, face it, don't Facebook it. Right? Seriously. Like I heard an example the other day, somebody was saying how, they saw a coach post that they love, love, love Shakeology. Like it's like the best thing ever. And the next day they post like worst.headache.ever. Like, think about that, really. Those things should not go hand in hand. So just before you vent, really think about it. So I talked with Arnold, who was on our team call last week, and if you guys didn't have a chance to listen to the recording, it's pinned to the top of the page, go listen to it. But he talked to me about this, and I was like, yes. So he actually didn't even know that we were having this call today, and he was saying how, and I thought it was perfect. So he's saying how, as coaches, we don't really always see ourselves as a business. And that we have to like flip that open sign and show people that we are open for business and that people can come to us. We have a service. They can join our team. And you have to treat it as though you have a storefront or that you invested in a franchise. Like if you had invested $500,000 into a whatever franchise, like a Chick-fil-A franchise or whatever, you bet your buns that you'd be checking up on your storefront and what's going on with your employees. And you'd be recruiting the best possible people and you would be working day in and day out to make this thing work, even if it was a part-time thing that you were hoping would do really, really well. Or the other example that I always give is, say you had a boss and you checked out at 10 p.m. like to go to bed, would you get paid for the work that you did in your business? Like every single day, I have a checklist of how hard I work. Like I rate myself on 10. I often ask you guys that when we check in, like just give yourself a little check-in. How well did I, like, how much effort did I put in today? How many people did I invite? So your storefront. So when you look at this, your front door is social media, especially on this team. And especially the way that I've grown my business, and I'm just sharing with you guys what's worked for me. And of course, there's different ways. I know that there's all sorts of coaches that have recruited in different ways. Some people do parties. Some people, I don't know, pound the pavement, like whatever. For me, this allows me to be at home and grow my business fast. And it's like a huge network, like a pool of, I should say an ocean of people on social media. And there are many social media platforms to choose from. So this is like your front door and your window to your store is your fan page or your wall or your Instagram feed. That's what you're showing people. So when you have a mannequin in the window, that's what you're showing people. So if that picture of Carl would have been like, I don't know, a bottle of beer or whatever. And then the other one would have been like a picture of like my favorite, I was going to say Disney character. That's a really bad example because I actually do that. But like a Netflix thing, just nothing really relevant to health and fitness and just a bunch of random stuff. And I understand that I have Carl in it, but that's my real life. And the pictures are also clear and legible. And I feel like it's something that people would get interested in. And trust me, if you scroll back to the bottom of my feed, it did not look like that. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about. So this was not even that old of a picture. That was from last year in April. And I would say it's not a bad picture, but if I'm just sharing pictures like this, people would be looking at my page thinking, okay, she likes fitness. That's cool. She shared her workout. And that's what half of the coaches are doing, is they're just sharing that they love Shakeology and they have their shaker cup with their performance line. And they're like, this is awesome. And that could be. Oh, I think somebody's unmuted. If Caitlin's on, can you meet Caitlin? Yeah, Caitlin's on. Caitlin's like the muting queen. I'm sure she got it. So I think that that is half of the battle with coaches, is that they're sharing, but not with intention. So this was just an example that I pulled up when I scrolled down my feed, and you guys can do that. Go scroll down my feed and see when it started to click. You can do that with any coach. If you scroll down the feed of Amy Silverman or Lindsay Matway back to before it clicked for them, it might make you feel like they're a little bit more human. Because often we look at these top coaches that are just killing it, and they're recruiting, and you're like, okay, like, what the heck? But it's from consistency, and that's what I'm going to share with you. But this is just an example of, see, Hanny always loves me. She always comments on my pictures. I really appreciate it. But it's harder than it looks. This, like, shares nothing. I added no value. That's not even a 21-day fix or any type of beach body workout, for that matter. Like, that is actually a horrible post. Because I'm not sharing anything. At least I posted, but in terms of letting people know that I'm a business, people have no idea. And I tried to pick something that was as similar as possible, and this was when Pio launched, just a few months later, and coincidentally had just gotten home from Summit. Sorry if you guys can hear like a bazillion sirens, it'll pass. So, are you treating this like a hobby or a business? And I feel like this is so much more of a business post. And it doesn't always have to be a call to action. I wanted to reinforce that. But this really does show that I am a part of something and I am inviting you to something. And it's about the description too in the caption and taking time to write that. And just really having something to offer people and consistently doing that and showing that you have something to offer. And this is just an example, of course. And what I really, really urge you guys to do, and I'm going to talk about this more, is to look at what other people are doing. Like, don't reinvent the wheel. So I've talked about this before, and this is in your back office. Sorry, before I lose my voice. So if you enter your back office under recognition, I think it's under rewards and recognition or incentives and recognition or training and recognition or something in recognition, you'll see top producers. And I check this religiously. And this is the most updated one. So June and July haven't been posted yet. But this really gives you an idea of who's doing what. So since we're talking today about recruiting, if you look at the top five recruiters every month, there's usually about five. Yeah, there's five. And they're always the same people, more or less. You got Amy Silverman on there, Megan Eagleson, Anita Myron, Melly Mitro, and usually Janelle Summers. Sometimes Angie's on there. But, like, there's a few people, Alexa Campbell, you'll hear them on the wake-up call, and their names are very, very repetitive. Mute. Anyways, I'm sure you guys will get it. Yeah. Some people keep getting unmuted, but it's all good. Okay, so what I did as a new coach, and I really tried to look back and think of exactly what I did whenever the wheel started to turn for me and when it really clicked. And so I have to say, it was when, first of all, I got over my fear of what I was doing and almost not being ashamed, but being unable to explain it and just being scared to explain it to people. Once I got over that, and that's something you have to do like yesterday, once you get over that, go look at what these top people are doing. So for me, I had looked at Mindy Wender. That's just one person, but some people I want to share with you now, number one and two in recruiting are coincidentally number one and two in the entire company. So it just kind of shows you that there is something to recruiting. And these are their Facebook pages. So I urge you guys, seriously, make a list and play detective. Go see what these people do well. Check their Facebook pages. I have to. Oh, no worries at all, Gladys. It's all good. I will share the recording. But you are awesome. Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. So what I would urge you guys to do is go play detective. Like, Facebook these people. Google these people, because they're not just on Facebook. Melanie Mitro has a blog, and that's how she kills it. Clearly, Megan Eagleson kills it on Facebook, because the girl has 93,000 fans on Facebook. That's insane. And those were grown organically by her continuously, almost daily, sharing a quick snippet video, like a 15-second video of her workout. But it's a beach body workout every single day. That's consistency. So really take the time to just go through their photo albums. You'll see call to action posts. You'll see meal prep posts. You'll see exactly, like, I don't come up with my own stuff on my own. I don't. I'm just being honest. I look at exactly what they're doing. And the other thing, I saw Caitlin posted this for her team, and it's so smart. You can follow these people. Instead of, if you click like or start liking all their pictures and sharing all their pictures and everything, you're doing the same thing. You're sending all your Facebook followers and all your Facebook friends to their pages. And because these coaches have such high affinity, you might lose some prospective people to top coaches. So be careful doing that. What I suggest is see there's a little follow button next to add friend, follow them. And that way too, you're not using up all of their friends' capacity because people are only allowed 5,000 friends. And as a fellow coach, that's just something respectful to do. So follow them and look at their pictures, their photo albums, and their videos, and go see what they do. And like, copy but don't copy. Make it your own. Don't reinvent the wheel, but make it your own. And that's seriously all I do, guys. Like, all day long, I just look at what these people do, and I recreate it for myself. And in the beginning, it was Shalene that I recreated, and then when I became a coach, it was coaches that I recreated. So these are two more, and this is fine too. Number four and number five, right? Number three and number four in the business. And then number five is Anita Myron. And these are all the top recruiters. So Amy Silverman is number three. You can look at her videos, are awesome. So that's that girl boss video that I was telling you about. And then Lindsay Matway. And these, what I want to show you is these are both fan pages of these coaches and their personal pages. And they are both fully professional. So it doesn't matter if you're on a fan page or a personal page, both should remain as professional as possible if you want to be the CEO of your business and treat this like a real business. Okay, so enough with the top coaches, because I don't want you guys to think that just top coaches have it going on. I picked the two top recruiters that are consistently just balls to the wall recruiting. So Christina has just hit Success Club All-Star as well. I think there's only one other Success Club All-Star, and that's Lauren. And Christina recruits like a beast. So she consistently recruits, and what I would love her to do one day is share how she does it. And she's done trainings on these in the Infinity and Beyond, if you haven't listened to those, and she kills it. Like, she kills it at recruiting. And she probably has the largest team on Team Uproar, and her team is called Elite Vitality. But can we just acknowledge her fan page for a second and her so this is her personal page, actually. That's what I want to share. So I shared Selena's fan page and I shared Christina's personal page. Equally professional. Every day there's a post. There's more than one post a day. They're inspiring. They're adding value. They're not salesy. And when they post a call to action, people care because it's not gimmicky. They are showing real results. So Selena has like a heck of a transformation and is on fuego lately. So she was top recruiter this week, hands down. So go look at these people too. When you hear their names on our team calls, go look what they're doing. Again, don't copy them. Just go see what they're doing. Like, these are real people that are not top coaches that are recruiting probably more than top coaches. Like, they're killing it. So I swear, I feel like Selena's going to be on the wake-up call on Monday for top recruiter. She recruited so many coaches. So that's just my two cents as to who to look at and how to not have to think up all this stuff yourself. So I saw this post and I thought that it was so cool. I just kind of made it pretty for our team. So this is the power of consistency. And when you're posting every single day and adding value, this is what happens. And I wanted to show you this because some of you are probably feeling this right now. Like, I'm still feeling this sometimes. Like, I'll post something that I think is so wicked awesome and I get 15 likes on it. Like, are you kidding me? And I think that it's really just continuously not stopping and doing it whether people are going to like your pictures or not. And I've talked about that before. Even if you just get one like and it's you liking it, who cares? People notice. I don't think anybody realizes how many lurkers there are out there. I'm a lurker. There's pages that I don't follow and that like technically like or follow, and I go check their pages. And I don't like their stuff. They would literally have no idea that I'm ever looking at their stuff. But I look at what they're doing. I know it's weird, but I just do it. I'm sure other people do it too. So you are probably inspiring way more people than you realize is my point of that. So Lindsay Matway, I think that she became a coach in 2009. I think that's the topic of this or the point of this post. But that, look at how many likes she got, like, to now. It's crazy. And that didn't happen from her posting and then going MIA for 2 weeks. That happened by her never stopping and just constantly being in people's faces. And the amount of likes that she gets on her pictures right now is ridiculous. So I had to share that. It's so inspiring, and it really is the compound effect and the power of consistency. So I told you guys I would share some numbers. These are older numbers, so these are as of last October. But it's to show you the power of growth of your team. So this is my own stuff. I shared this with our Rising Stars group a while ago. So this is my commissions from 1 year in the business, I guess, from ish. Yeah, a little bit over a year. So I started in July of 2013, and this is until last October of 2014. So I was a two-star diamond at the time. So this kind of gives you an idea of where I was at. But the point of this graph is the blue part and the yellow part. The blue part is the team cycle bonus. And if you guys don't understand team cycle bonus, it's okay. I had to watch that training video on team cycle bonus. I think I'm now on my sixth time. Like, I'm just starting to get it. It's really confusing, but all you have to know is that the more you grow your team and the more you add to your team in both legs, the more your team cycle bonus grows. And what's cool about you guys is that you're on a team that your upline coach probably helps you. So you probably have a strong leg and a weak leg. And if you grow that weak leg, then you balance and you get your team cycle bonus higher and higher and higher. That's the simplest way that I can explain it. So that's what the blue is. And what you can see is that in this, like, let's say September, how I was probably around, I don't know, $500. By October of the year after, I was at $500 and just team cycle bonus. So these, like, I don't want to say me doing nothing, but me doing nothing. That's just the residual income of growing a team. So that's why I'm showing that to you guys. The yellow is fast start bonus. And I don't know if you guys know what this is, but it's important. And I set that as a goal for myself as a new coach. You get a fast start bonus every time that you sign up a coach. That's basically your commission when you sign up a coach with a challenge pack. So instead of it going to your commissions or whatever, it's in a different category when you break down your paycheck. A fast start plus bonus, every fourth coach that you sign up the challenge pack, it doesn't have to be consecutive, just every fourth coach, you get $100 fast start plus bonus. So my goal as a newer coach was to recruit, it still is, recruit at least four coaches a week so that on that paycheck every week, you have an extra $100. It's a pretty good bonus. It's like Beachbody just gives it to you. At the first, I was like, why are they giving me an extra $100? Like, thanks, but you already paid me for recruiting the coaches. Like, why am I getting an extra $100? It's like a no-brainer, guys, seriously. So that's what that is. And then you can really see the green, how much the retail portion of it goes smaller and smaller and smaller. So you peddling the pavement gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And you don't have to, let's say, quote unquote, sell as much. Like, you don't have to get as many challengers, one-on-one people, and you're just growing your team. That's how your income truly grows. So you're not banging your head against the wall. And this is just so another way to look at it if you're different with the visuals, but you can really see in September, like, September was all retail. And I remember my father-in-law was asking how my business was going in that September, that September of 2013. And I said, best week ever. I remember it was like the first week of September. I said, best week ever. And he was so impressed. He was like, that's awesome. But now looking back, I worked my ass off to get that much commission. It was crazy. Like, I must have done really, really well on my first challenge group post, because that's probably about when it was. And now looking to, like, fast forwarding, just growing a team and the power of growing a team. And do you see how much the team cycle bonus exponentially grows? So that's, I just hope that you guys can see the potential in growing your team and why it's important to recruit and to just get over your fears and to just do it. So, homework. I have no idea how many minutes we've been on, and I'm really sorry if I've kind of gone over. Oh, no, not that bad. Okay, so your homework. Number one, so what I want to do basically is kind of piggyback on this not reinventing the wheel thing. Do personal development / training on recruiting specifically. So I would say at least one good training. And if I can suggest one, Melanie Mitro did a call for Janelle Summers on recruiting your dream team is what it's called. Or maybe it was just Janelle that did it. Lauren, you can just type it. I'm sure Lauren will have like a million suggestions. Janelle, thank you. So Janelle did recruiting your dream team. The reason why I thought it was Melanie Mitro is because her team is called the Dream Team. How to recruit your dream team. So you just go to JanelleSummers.com. And by the way, she has awesome training on there, and her weekly team calls are outstanding. She just had one with Meg Lusinski that talked about Pinterest. But for this week, if I can urge you to do some training on recruiting, that's really how I learned to recruit. I did training on it. I listened to how the top coaches were recruiting. So Anita Myron has some. And what I'll do after this call is post below the recording or this team call post or whatever, a few examples or links, I should say, to the best possible training. And I'm sure Lauren's going to help me with that because she is personal development guru. She's a top recruiter too. And that's why she's so good at what she does. She just listens to what the top coaches have done. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. So the other thing that I would love for you guys to look at, and I was going to go through it on the call, but there's really no point. What I want you guys to do is print it out and look at it yourself. very similar to that list that I shared earlier of like, are you doing this on your newsfeed? And if you are, that's awful. And like to stop doing that and just really assess from a third party perspective. I'd love for you to look at this checklist, this six-figure income checklist that I've created, and see what you're maybe not doing. Like, there's a checklist on there that's like, read compound effect. It's very, very straightforward. Read compound effect, check. Read GoPro, check. Attend summit, attend a live event. Like, these things that really push your business forward, and some of them are very, very small things, like invite 3 people a day. But if you're pounding your head against the wall trying to figure out what's not working in your business, turn the camera back on you, and it might be what you're doing. Like, it might not be that the rest of the world is insane. And that's often what I do. When I'm frustrated on certain days, Jeff Hill taught me this, when you have a bad day, turn it into good data. Like, just step back, chill out. Like, it's crappy, but it happens. And figure out what you're doing wrong. I had a great example is we had a team call a while ago with, I don't remember who, but we had a guest speaker. And I could not believe the attendance level. It was at an all-time low. It was so low. And I was so upset. And you know what I did? At the end of the call, I was like, how did that happen? Like, what did I do wrong to make that happen? And I realized we're not consistent on our team calls. So you might notice that that's why we started staying consistent. So people actually know when the team calls are. Always flip it back on yourself. Figure out what you're doing wrong. And let's face it, you're probably just missing one little aspect, but it's not the rest of the, if you're talking to 100 people, 100 people aren't crazy. You got to just figure out if it's your communication one-on-one. That's the other thing in terms of recruiting that we're going to talk about is following up and the text, like how to talk to people. So that could be next week's call, along with some templates that Andre and I have been working on like crazy to get you guys to. We're getting you guys that like ASAP, I promise. But it's basically any objection that you have. So if somebody says it's a pyramid scheme, if somebody says that it's too expensive, somebody says they don't have time, if somebody says anything, like Andre and I are the king and queen of listening to objections and obliterating them. So maybe you guys had objections one day and I obliterated them. But that's personally what we do. So believe in yourself and do some training and don't reinvent the wheel. That's all I have to say. So I am going to end the recording and I will post it up ASAP-aroo, I promise, and with the slides. So do you guys have any questions? You guys can either unmute yourself or type it up or whatever you want. Now that we have the extended Zoom thing, we can talk a little bit longer. Oh, no problem. The video on, like, the recording of this? Either way, you're welcome. You're welcome, Keith. So does anybody have any questions? No? Maybe some people are probably trying to type as fast as they possibly can. Guys, seriously, get on Periscope. Oh, you guys are so welcome. Okay, well, I'm going to end the call, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. So I will talk to you guys later. I can unmute you guys so I can hear you. Unmute all. It's so loud every time you unmute. Oh. Okay. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye,
dudes.
Bye. 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 Bye.